Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. The Fix Your Addiction Handbook, just to keep you all up to date, is done. It's in the hands of the copy editor. We're looking for publication date around the beginning of November, so be on the lookout. You can get all the books and all the information about the Fix Yourself Empowerment Series at www.faustruggiero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who is dedicated to empowering you to clear the past, envision a new future, and live a fulfilled life now. She's an international speaker, author, and psychotherapist. Fujian Zane is a radio, television, podcast host, international speaker, and author. She is also the originator of the Awareness Integration Theory. She's the author and co-author of 6 books and 10 peer-reviewed journal publications. She hosts The Inner Voice, a heartfelt chat with Dr. Fujian podcast. So today, Fujian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be with you and all of your listeners.
Well, so give us a little bit of information about you, a little backstory, where you came from, how, you know, where you are now.
Of course. I started with looking into myself. I started going into psychotherapy, couples therapy, and then many of the self-progress courses. And then I really liked the concept of self-development, and it was working on me, where I usually had a lot of anxiety and low-grade depression. I came to the United States when I was 12 and kind of raised myself, so there was a lot of trauma in my background. And for the first time, I started looking at how this field could be helpful. So I've been a personal coach, life coach, and a psychotherapist, marriage and family therapist for over 30 years, and learned many different modalities and interventions. And I went to all of these different types of therapy so I could experience it also as a client. And through it all, I brought I could say the best of every theory, which was cognitive, emotional, body and mind, behavioral, cleaning the past traumas and trauma informed, all of them together to create a series of interventions. It's a 6-phase model called Awareness Integration Theory, which we've been doing great research internationally in different countries with different populations. And we found that it does minimize depression and anxiety and raises self-esteem, self-agency, and self-efficacy. And I think probably depression and anxiety not only was important to me because that's something that I experienced, but I know that the rate of depression and anxiety is also sky high across the world. So this was the purpose of a lot of the research.
You know, one of the things I heard you say, and something that's very, very important to me, is, going back, not only in our own lives and knowing what we went through, but then when you went forward, you were smart enough to say, hey, I need to become adept at offering programs in the various modalities, in cognitive or behavioral or analytic or whatever it may be. So it gives us the ability to offer something to our patients, to our clients, that is a little more holistic. You know, we have a lot more to draw on. So, you know, you're doing that. Do you find that a person comes into the office and you may use an approach that grabs two or three or sometimes more of those various modalities?
Absolutely. I think, cognitive modalities look at, if you could change your thoughts, you could change your emotion and behavior. Emotional modalities are really zooming in you, knowing your emotion, knowing how to shift your emotion, and therefore, if you, shift your thoughts and behavior. Behavioral modalities really zoom into the behavior, and from there, they change the thought and the emotion. And then mind-body theories really zoom into different angles of the body and the body movement into changing, the thought process and the emotional process. So these are all different doors. And what I decided to do is I'm just going to open all doors at all times. So because they're all happening at the same time. It's just a matter of where you focus to go in. And as you know, some people are more cerebral and kind of more cognitive. Some people are more emotional. Some people are more body in tune. So I will take any doors to go in, but make sure that we've covered all because they're all happening at the same time. The same way, your heart is beating at the same time while your lungs are working, while your blood is going. These are all happening at the same time. But obviously each specialist only looks at one level. But then it's from a holistic place, they're all happening and interrelating. And that's why opening all doors at the same time kind of works.
You know, I went through the same thing when I started way back in the 70s and said, okay, I'm in school now and it's graduate school and what do I want to do and which way do I want to go? I think one of the best decisions I made was to say, I need to know about not only abnormal behavior, which is what we called it at the time, and how things can go off track, but I need to know what normal behavior is all about. So, of course, my major was both of those and something with a research background. I see you having done pretty much the same thing. Going back, did you make a decision that, let me look at this and say this is the best way to go, multidimensional, if you will, or did it just come along as you were practicing where you said, I need to, include a few more things, get training in a few more things?
I was trained mostly in psychodynamic, and my school was humanistic existential. So I obviously worked a lot with emotions and deep emotions. And then as I graduated from that angle and went into, cognitive behavioral was a lot more being taught at that moment. So I started looking at the thought process, but also saw that as long as I'm just meddling in emotions and I'm not learning how to handle other angles of the thought processes and shifting, and as long as I'm constantly thinking about the past and meddling in the past and, I'm kind of like re-traumatizing myself and, and going into a victim position consistently. And as I worked through that, I also saw that, in the best of my capacity, working with those theories, I would sit with my clients. They would have an amazing crying cathartic. We went through a lot of boxes of tissues. I was empathizing and doing all of that. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And every time we went to a painful place, because we went through it and looked at the pain again, obviously it was painful. And I saw that every time they felt some relief. But often really nothing happened and changed in their life. So there was always this question of how long am I going to sit there and how long are these people just going to cry? How long am I going to keep crying about the mother I should have had and I didn't have and the, sexual abuse I had and it shouldn't happen? So at one point, there was a conversation of, okay, somehow if I made up all of this stuff as the way that I made it, meaning that it was painful, I had to be able to change from a fundamental place and not just from a cognitive challenging that, you know, we do in the cognitive behavioral therapy, but something deeper that if I really, events happened in my life, and yes, it did, and it was painful at that moment. But there's a difference between how I made that mean and the next one made it mean where they thrived and I got stuck in my, you know, in my trauma. And how can I shift those in a way that fundamentally it changes my perspective and not just shows up, the pain shows up, I challenge it, and then, you know, release it a little bit, let it go, and then it shows up again, and it shows up again. So there was this kind of quest about seeing that although I'm doing so much great deep work, and I was known for great deep work, but these great deep work weren't changing lives. So that's why suddenly started looking at the body, looking at behaviors, looking at progress where, you know, you look at the future, you look at the means, you look at shifting, and you look at resiliency and power and not just focusing on vulnerability. You know, therapy has always looked and focused on vulnerability, and that's what we should do. But I think it's bringing the other side of it, which is side by side their power, their resiliency, and how every person can heal themselves. And brought all of those together where your main focus is in the present moment, because the present moment in every action, in every thought process, in every emotion shows you your personality, how you think, the scripts you wrote, the stories you do, your view of the world, and your behaviors are having an impact in the world and your results. So all of these are together. So, and anything you want to ever do for the future or results you want to create in the future, you got to do it today. So the present moment and the awareness of the present moment at every and taking responsibility and accountability for every angle. Being responsible and accountable for every thought that shows up in your head, for the emotions you feel, for the behaviors that you act on, and for the results that I create. Being responsible and accountable for that. And then go back and look at where does it come from, which will go clean up the past, become aware of it, take all that we needed, take what we've learned from the past and bring it here. And then from here, kind of have an idea about the future and envision it so it calls you forward. You get excited about what you're doing and moving forward. And then coming back into the present every moment of that awareness. And that seems to be shifting the concept of, you know, painful victimhood concept into someone who's proactive and has an agency about their life where they can be fulfilled in that moment.
You know, you talk about, and we all do, about what we have in the present moment and what we have to work with today. And, you know, we all have our pasts and those things that have to be settled and where we want to go. When we talk about living in today, and I'm very, I like to be applied when I'm counseling, giving people action steps, if you will. When you talk about living in today, working in today, drawing all your energy in today, what do you do to get people to understand that concept, let alone start working with it?
What I do is I say, can I install two cameras in your view? One camera is consistently monitoring your thought process and your emotional process. And one camera is monitoring outside of you, which is the behavior you do toward the outside and how that behavior impacts and creates results out there. So I train people to keep looking at, this is my thought, positive, negative, workable, non-workable, emotions that are happening in my body, get to know that. And then watch my behavior, whether it's my non-verbal cues that my body is offering based on my thoughts and emotions, the words I'm using, the tonality I'm using, the behaviors that I'm doing, and watch that if this thought, this feeling, and this behavior is impacting my life and other people in a particular way where I'm happy with and this is exactly what I intended. And if that's the case, then I want to acknowledge that this way of thinking, this way of feeling, this way of behaving does give me the result that I want. And usually those become automatic. You know, we don't go around and say, hey, I did it. The ones that really comes into our face are the ones that we get disappointed, right? Like we have a result, we do something, we have a communication, it doesn't show up well. We're going through the day, and there's probably, I don't know, 10 times, 20 times that things just don't go our way. We don't get what we wanted, or we're disappointed. Those are the learning opportunities. Well, I can say, you know, take a look for a minute. What just happened? How was I in this scenario? How was I thinking? What were my intentions, my thoughts, my feelings? What did I do? How did I do it? And how did I co-create this result? Obviously, we're not, you know, responsible for everybody else, but how did I co-create this result? And now what is my intention and how do I want to co-create it another way? And keep trying and looking and shifting and doing different things to see how that works well. And then the ones that works well, I take it, I learn from it, and I put it in the pile of working well. And, you know, for something might work well today and not work well tomorrow in another circumstance. But it's that kind of awareness that I would like to install with our clients, which is instead of looking at the outside and always feeling I'm a victim of the world where, you know, my husband does things I don't like. My friends do things I don't like. You know, my boss does things that I don't like. The world does things that I don't like. And we're constantly in the complaining mode of how come the world isn't the way I want it? And then we wonder, how come I'm not fulfilled? Well, because my view is always looking at the world needs to give me what I want. And, you know, we come into the world with this kind of sense of entitlement. Hopefully we'll let it go, but sometimes we just don't let it go. You know, secretly we really want the world to do it our way. So it's that shifting, that kind of a fantasy and looking at the world is going to do what it's going to do. My mother's going to do what she's going to do. My husband's going to do what she's going to do. My wife is going to do. All of these people are just going to do whatever they're going to do. And how am I going to be with it so that it also works for me and works for our relationship? And it's that awareness that is consistently happening in the present moment. It's an active present moment. It's, you know, I bring mindfulness into it, but mindfulness sometimes is just a passive observation. What the awareness integration therapy is offering is really an active participation in the awareness. And looking at all this is happening and then doing shifting and changing at that moment to keep seeing what's going to happen as a result. The past is always something that shows up subconsciously. So as we get conscious of the today, we become aware of the past. If there are obstacles there, then we go back and reframe it, re-challenge it, reshape it, re-heal it, heal it, and kind of integrate it within our whole system. So that we're whole at every moment.
You know, everything I hear you saying is what we all do, and I think one of the things that challenges people to try to stay in today, to try to work with all those things we say in terms of moving forward, are emotions and how people attach their emotions to what has occurred, to the work they have to do, to their other fears and insecurities. How do you help them to address those emotions, which we know are going to come in and complicate things?
Yes. Emotions are signals that are coming to just give you information. I think what happens to us is we resist something, and therefore the emotions get stuck. So imagine a river going, you know, the river goes. But if you put something in front of it, then it gets stuck. So it's the same emotions, the purpose of emotions are just to tell you a signal of, hey, oh, this is great, continue, or this is to your detriment, don't do this anymore, or change something here because it doesn't work. That's the purpose of emotions. It can motivate you to move forward, or it could alert you to stop and shift. I think our perception of emotion becomes in a way that we get consumed with the emotion itself. You know, if your car light comes on that says check engine, that's what it says, check engine. Go ahead and check the engine. But if somebody keeps sitting in the car and keeps looking at, what is that like? Why is there? Why is it going on like that? What am I going to do? What is this supposed to do? And you get caught in the light itself. That's where a lot of the suffering happens. So part of the training is to know the message of the emotion. Emotion shows up in our body. It's giving us a clear message. And if we learn to hear the message, then we go to take care of it. What I've noticed also for myself, every time I got stuck in some emotion, is because I'm not willing to accept the fundamental aspect of reality. And I get held up in some fantasy because I wish it to be another way, and I'm not letting go of that wish. And if the reality is here, if I have a loss, if somebody left my life, if I have to move, if I have to go through loss, if I'm scared of the future, any of those, you look at the go into the stuck in the past or afraid of the tomorrow, none of them are real. That's where I see the stuckness in that emotion happen, and we can release it and support them to release it.
All right, everyone. We come to the end of our first segment. We're going to talk more about emotions, and in our next segment, we're also going to talk more about how Fujian uses awareness integration therapy to address these things with you. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay right here.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FossRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FossRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FossRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Foss Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FossRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Fujian Zane today, and something that she's put together that's really been helping people is the awareness integration theory. Fujian, talk about that a little bit. What is that all about?
Of course. So we put in a six-phase model, and the reason this, the first three phases is really looking at bringing a person to look at the here and now and their present moment and become very aware of a couple of domains, which I will explain. And then we go into the past and clean it up, and then we go and create a future. And then we create structures where, as we learn these skills, we put them in a structure so we could sustain the change. So we all live in relationships. If you and I, if you put me or you in one room with no other beings and just four white walls, we become, you know, hallucinating and talk to ourselves out loud. And, you know, or if there's an animal, we just start having a relationship. We are relationship animals. So we always are in relationship. Even with objects, we're in relationship. So it was very important for us to look at three ways that we relate to the world, right? So I relate to the world from who I am, the way I think about people, feel about people, how I behave towards people or concepts, and then the impact that I have, the result that I create. And then another way of relating for all of us is all of our assumptions, right? Our ancestors in the jungle had to read cues from a sound or a body language or the way somebody or another animal was coming toward them. And in order to feel safe and see what they had to do, they had to make a lot of predictions and assumptions. So that's part of the way that we operate. The problem is that we're constantly assuming, but we're not doing a reality check based on our assumptions. And the way we assume that we are with the world also constructs our story. So we want to become aware of that. Also, the third way of relating is that I have a relationship to myself as I am with you, right? So right now, I have an idea, I have an opinion, I have an emotion, I have feeling about Bob. There's a way that I deal with him and talk to him. There's a way that I would assume Paul thinks of me. He was on my show. He asked me to come to his show. So, you know, I'm assuming that all is well and he likes, you know, what I said and my ideas. So this is my assumption about Paul. But there's also another angle, which is as I'm sitting here talking to you, Paul, I also have an opinion about myself, right? So if I'm confident about myself, I have a different way of coming. Well, oh, my God, I didn't say it right, or I didn't, my voice wasn't well, and it's hoarse today. And so if I also have a relationship with myself as I am with the world. So there's three ways of relating consistently as it's happening. And then there's the four ways we talked about, this, you know, the thought process, emotional process, behavioral, and the impact and the result we create. So first, we want to look at these angles in every area of life because all of the areas of life are disconnected. If you're pissed off and upset and hurt in your intimate relationship and you go to work, guess what? That's going to interrelate to your work. If you have a financial issue, it's going to affect your body. If your boss or, you know, your customers or, you know, if you have a business, are hurting you or something happens that you're not satisfied, you come home at night and you have a different relationship with your child because you're upset and you're just consumed with yourself. So you could see that every area of your relationship with the world affects every other part of you. So what we want to do in the awareness integration, we start looking at each area. You know, I created Fujian app, we put 31 areas that you can go through and look at these six phases. So we start with one phase that works for you and is important for you, intimate relationship, your relationship with your body, your work, your finances, anything that's important to you. And we'll start training you in how to become aware of who you are in this area, what you create in this area on a daily basis. So we start looking at present moment, what you've created. Now, through these concepts, we find then, you know, all the best skills you have and will keep using them. And then we'll also find your limiting beliefs, the perceptual concepts or behaviors that you're doing that is not workable. And then from there, we'll go with find the source of these negative belief systems that you've brought with you to this moment of life. Then where did you learn these behaviors that are not working? Where did you learn these thought processes? How come these emotions are coming? From what trauma are coming for you? And then based on those scenarios, we start going back to those memories and start healing those memories from a perspective of, again, what happened? What were you thinking? What did you make it mean? Well, how did you survive it? What were the power at that moment inside of you? What were the strategic thinking that you created in order to survive all of those? So we go back to the memory and recreate the memory from another angle. And then we integrate all of your skills, all of your vulnerabilities, all of your power together as who you are today. And then we come in, and in that area of life, then we start looking at what are your intentions? What is it that you really want in this area? Do you have the skills to create that in this area? Or do you actually need to go find the skills? Because a lot of times I find people think they're not good enough, they're lacking, and they think it's about their personality, while it's just a skill that was never shown to them. So we release this concept of you're inadequate to, I just don't know the skills, I'm going to go find it. And then we'll find the skills and we teach them the skills, and then, you know, we set up the structure of future and action plans and things that you could do every day in order to get what you want. And every time you find an obstacle, now you have a path to see how you've created the obstacle or how the world created the obstacle and how can you handle it. What skill to move forward. So it's one of those theories and interventions that handles the three temporal concepts. The present moment, clean the past and bring it to the present, invent the future and come to the present moment in order to live every day and move to the future.
You know, I love what I'm hearing because it does give people an actionable way of moving forward. And you're dealing with each one of those individually. Then there's a point where I think what I'm hearing is when you integrate it, where you're actually going to bring them all together, and the individual then understands how those various forces, those individual components in their lives are occurring and what to do with them in a holistic fashion?
Very much, yes. Because what we do when we are traumatized, when we're in pain, we dissociate, right? We take different parts of us and put it aside in different closets, kind of survive our childhood to being grown up. And these parts were stuck in closets. They're constantly knocking at the door. Let me out. Let me out. And that's why we see a lot of people learn skills, but in the time of emotions happening, all the skills are out the door, and all of their parts in the closet are coming out and running the show. So we got to get those parts out of the closet and inside and in a holistic way combined and integrated.
Sounds great. Everyone, we come to the end of our second session. We're going to take a little break. Then we're going to be right back with more from Fujian Zane. So stay with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Fausto Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FosterRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Foster Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FausterRuggiero.com. That's FausterRuggiero.com. FausterRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Foster Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FosterRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Fujian Zane today, and we left off. We were talking about integrating the whole process and becoming holistic about it. Fujian, when we talk about self-awareness, obviously it's crucial to creating a fulfilled life. How do you do that with people when you're counseling them?
You know, we're probably the one and only species. There are some species that also have self-awareness, but we're the one and only species that has this kind of skills built in us. It's just that we're not trained by it, right? Like from childhood, we're not trained to look at ourselves. We're always trained to look at outside. You know, the teachers tell us what to do. The parents tell us what to do. So it's a skill that is innately within us, but we don't get trained on it. So part of what we do in the awareness integration is training you on the self-awareness. And what is the self-awareness? Is, first of all, if you stop searching the stimuli or whatever's happening outside, if you close your eyes for a minute, you will start automatically to hear your own thoughts. They're happening. There's 50,000 of them consistently happening, shooting off, you know, electrical vibrations. They're all there. But as you start really becoming aware, you'll see some of these thought processes are just pattern processes, which are the same sentences you're going to be saying to yourself consistently. It's the same view. There's the same story that you create. It's almost like there's the same book you're constantly reading and reciting and reciting. And you know how I really got this? I used to journal as a child and all the way. And I kept my journal. Every time I went back and looked in my journal, I would look at day after day after day after day. It's the same nagging complaint. And you could see the concept. When I was positive, it was very similar to the next day or the last day, or when I was negative. So you could watch your patterns of thinking that are just solidified for you. I got used to anxiety. And based on, I had sadness, and then I had anxiety on top, and then I had anger on top of that. Sometimes I was driving in the most beautiful places. I wasn't even monitoring the outside world. I was bringing somebody who I had a fight with, and I felt demeaned by. I would bring them in my head and start fighting with them in my head and getting more angry. So I started looking at, wow, I have this default position of emotion, which is sadness, anxiety, and then it turns into anger because anger was powerful. So as I started noticing what's going on with me on a normal level without even the world interrelating to it, right? I close my eyes and sit down for half an hour. This is what's happening. Then I looked at my body where that emotion arises. I used to have a lot of stomach ache. I used to have a lot of back ache because the stress that I was experiencing internally was putting a pressure on my body. So we just become aware of, what am I doing to myself? What is the pattern I've created by just do this every single minute of the day? That's the biggest opening, son, Leah. Oh, okay. And then, if you like something, if there's things that are there that you it's working for me, then I'll keep them. I'll acknowledge them. I'll see them. I'll use them as a good tool. And the parts that they're not working for me, then I'll stop looking at other skills in how to do that. But if they are belief systems that are holding me from taking the next step to learn these skills I'm putting through, then I go and heal the past and bring them in. But a lot of the work trains you to live in the present moment actively and keep shifting yourself in the present moment to create the full face.
You know, as I'm listening to you and in my own practice, I think one of the more difficult components to get through to people is to help them understand that this is an ongoing process. There's no particular destination. You're going to do this. You should be doing it every day of your life. You should feel you're worthy enough that you're going to give yourself that kind of time and attention. Do people understand that when you're dealing with them? Do they understand that this is going to be, what we're talking about is changing the way they live their life every day? It's not like the medicinal approach. We take the pill and now we feel better in a half hour. This is the kind of thing where it will be dynamic. It will change with us and our world, and we will keep adapting with that program. Do people understand that?
I usually, at the beginning, everybody's overwhelmed, but I remind them, weren't you? I was overwhelmed when I wanted to learn driving. You know, how do you look in the mirror, in the back, watch the right, watch the left, you know, when do you put the accelerator, when do you put the stop? And I learned first with the with manual, so I also had a clutch, and I had no idea what to do. And now we sit in the car, we're drinking our coffee, we're talking to people, we get ourselves in destination while we're aware of all of those. Because when you practice something, your motor skills, all of your skills, start getting in tuned and puts it in a pattern. It's the same thing with awareness. So, of course, at the beginning it feels overwhelming because any new skill feels overwhelming. Right? So, when you're singing, if you're learning to sing, the beginning, obviously it's overwhelming. How do I do? How do I sound? How do I, you know, move with the music? What do I, all of them. Everything with practice takes it and puts it on automatic. Part of what we're trying to do is, what have you already put on automatic? And if it's working, awesome. Leave it on automatic because it's working. If it's something that is not working and it's on automatic, then we want to bring it and remove it from the automatic, become aware of it, shift some components of it, and as it's working, put it on automatic again. That's how I explain it to people.
Well, you know, and that's also the way the brain works. You know, I think it's really consistent with just with our own anatomy. The brain does. We don't have the capacity to be conscious about things all the time, about everything in our life. So the brain's going to try to learn something, move it into a direction, into a part of the brain where it says, okay, this is automatic. It just flows every day. Now I can concentrate on the next thing and keep moving forward. So I think that's, you know, just brilliant way to work things.
Yes, the brain does work that way. I think you know with all of the research that we're usually only about conscious, probably about 2 to 5%. Almost everything else is automatically shows up to make us, you know, move and grow and do all the things we do all day. The most important factor is as we notice whether our automatic patterns are working for us, we learn them, we don't take them for granted, we give ourselves, you know, praises for it, we do all of that, because that's also ours. And then we look at what doesn't work and shift those in a way that we could create a fulfilling life. Every moment of life. I had one client who came in, and in the 10 minutes before, you know, they were sitting in the lobby. So she comes up and says, you know, Bhujan, I'm done for today. I'm like, what happened? So somebody turned in front of me as I was coming here. I got really scared. I got enraged. I was flipping them, and I was doing all of that. And then I went into this pattern of why me and this, that. So suddenly I started, and she went through the whole process within 5 minutes and got herself into my office and happy, and her body was calm and completely regulated and shifted her whole perspective. And she said, because I've done this so much, it's immediate that when I get alarmed or alert about something that happens in life, I now know how to go through the process of self-regulation and bring myself right back into a balance and homeostasis within 5 minutes. Now, that's a skill.
That is. Everyone, we're at the end of our third segment. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be back and wrap things up with Bhujan Zain today. So please stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FosterRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Fausto Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FosterRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Fausto Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Fausto Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FostRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FostRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping things up with Fujian Zane today. You know, and Fujian, we were talking so much about the theory and how to apply all of this. You know, everyone wants to be happy in their lives. And in terms of your program, how do people get started? What's the best way for them to say, okay, this is where I need to go, this is how I need to start this process?
If there are people who like self-help concepts, we put this into an app. It's called Fujian App, F-O-O-J-A-N. It's on Apple. It's on Android. They can go to Apple, you know, any of the stores, app stores, and get it, Fujian. It has a 7-day free trial. They can check it out. We also added AI answering, you know, chat bot, where you could ask questions of that you have, and it answers you from the awareness integration theory, and it gives you skills from that perspective. There are 31 areas on the app that people can choose and pick and choose. If someone likes to work with a therapist or a coach, we train, and this is also for therapists and coach, we have certification programs that they can come in and learn this to work with their clients, and you know, we're accredited with some of the agencies that they can give them CEUs. And if people want to work with therapists and coaches, go into awarenessintegration.com. We'll give them some of the people who are already accredited and certified on this, and they can definitely utilize those, you know, to have a one-on-one with them. And if people want to find me, FujianZane.com, and I'm available on all of the social medias are there, too.
And if they wanted to work with you, they can do that?
Yes, yes. I see clients. I have my offices in San Clemente, and I have, you know, I see clients about 30 hours, and then I train people and I write books. And there are books. It's the people, Life Reset is the name of the book for public. You can read it. It's also on audio. Awareness Integration Therapy is for therapists and coaches to learn, and also we wrote a book called Intentional Parenting, which goes through every single phase of childhood from infancy all the way to young adulthood. And this book is for parents, for teachers, for grandparents, and teaches you from the awareness integration therapy how to approach child rearing. And the next book, which will coming up beginning of January 2025, is taking this model, AIT, into organizational development and companies. So that will be coming later.
Wonderful. So if they wanted to work with you and they say, gee, you know, she's the one I want to work with, what would they expect in the first session, the first communique with you?
They can call me or text me, 818-648-2140, go to FujianZane.com. And what would happen is, we start looking at the present issue, what's going on in their life, and then we pick an area that is the most important based on the conversation we're having. And by the second session, we'll start the six-phase model on that area. And then usually, as I said, these areas are all interconnected. So, for example, from that area, we'll go to another. So somebody comes in and says, I have an issue with my work. We start with work. And then based on that, we see that it also relates to their intimate relationship. And the next time we'll go clean up the intimate relationship. And we see a lot of the core beliefs happen because of their relationship with their mother. We're going to cleaning up the relationship with their mother. So you could see that usually between 10 to 12 sessions, we've cleaned up many of the areas of their life. We've already set up their future visions and, you know, giving them the skills to find the places where they could get their skills. And then from there, we call it a very, very deep and short, a deep and brief therapy. Because brief therapy usually is about 12 weeks. But this is very deep. It's almost like deep surgery. We go in and out. and then move forward with it. So that's how that we can do the six-phase model in as many areas as it's needed for them.
Wonderful. So everyone, if you're interested in working with Fujian, you have the information. You go to her website, and you'll get all the information you need about how to make contact. So Fujian, it has been a pleasure to be spending time with you again, and I look forward to doing a little bit more with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's a joy, and I hope that people will go to also our podcast that we talked at a heartfelt chat with Dr. Fujian, and that's the podcast also that people can go and even listen to the interview that you and I had about your work.
And, folks, I can attest to the quality of that podcast. Do check into that one. So thank you again.
Thank you.
So that concludes this week's Fix It with Faust radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Faust, so don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's November 14th at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, be well and stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. Here's to the power inside you. God bless.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now. Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.